Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Hey, everybody. This is your Polycast for Wednesday, September 26th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Minnesota students did better in reading and math this year than the national average, according to a report released Tuesday. Minnesota Public Radio's Laura McCollum reports.
The nation's report card, released by the National Center for Education Statistics, looks at the test scores of students around the country. It found Minnesota students outperformed the national average in both reading and math. Minnesota's overall test scores for 4th and 8th grade students were about the same as the state scores 2 years ago. The report card also found that while a significant academic achievement gap continues to exist between Minnesota's white students and students of color, the gap has narrowed for African American students and Hispanic students. The biggest gains were found in math scores for both groups of students. The results were compiled from the scores of students who took the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP. Laura McCollum, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
Governor Tim Pawlenty says there's been a misunderstanding over the potential impact of the 35W bridge reconstruction on other projects. DFL lawmakers have been warning that other road and bridge work will likely be put on hold so that the Minnesota Department of Transportation can pay for the new bridge. The Republican governor says there will be no delays if a legislative panel simply approves MnDOT's request for increased spending authority. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Pugmire has more.
Minnesota Department of Transportation officials say they have a list of 200 road and bridge projects that could be delayed if they don't get additional spending authority to rebuild the 35W bridge. That news angered DFL Senator Kathy Saltzman of Woodbury because the list reportedly includes the already delayed Wakota Bridge project in the East Metro area. Saltzman says MnDOT officials previously assured lawmakers that the 35W bridge would not push back other projects.
These projects need to go forward. Our public has been waiting on the Wakota Bridge way too long. I still do not understand why we're 2 years behind and yet we can build a new bridge in less than a year.
But Governor Pawlenty says the complaints from Saltzman and other DFLers are based on a misunderstanding. MnDOT is still waiting for money promised but not yet delivered by the federal government to replace the 35W bridge. Since the legislature is not in session, MnDOT needs approval from an 8-member legislative panel to exceed its current spending authority to spend the federal money once it arrives. Pawlenty says the only snag would come if the Legislative Advisory Commission, or LAC, doesn't approve the request.
So all of this hullabaloo about, oh my goodness, all these other projects are going to be delayed, is largely a unnecessary discussion.
Pawlenty says he's not aware of any previous LAC requests this large. MnDOT is seeking an additional $195 million in spending authority. But he says the state has not previously faced a tragedy like the 35W bridge collapse. Pawlenty says there is no legal or logical reason for lawmakers to block the request. He says it would be outrageous if they did.
If this were a basketball game, it's a layup. And in the context of a crisis in the state with all of the trauma and drama that we've been through, we shouldn't even be fussing about this. And it's people who are, you know, not well informed, spouting off, and we should be working together to just get it done.
Pawlenty made his comments during a news conference to announce a new economic development initiative for rural Minnesota. His strategic entrepreneurial economic development program would provide tax credits, loans, grants, and other assistance to small business owners and investors. One rural legislator quickly dismissed the plan and accused the governor of trying to change the subject. DFL Representative Tom Rukavina of Virginia described Pawlenty as a master of diversion.
Why does he need a new agency? Why does he need a press release? Why does he need to go around? Because he's got to get the attention off of the fact that he's never addressed that bridge when he promised the entire public that he would.
The chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee is questioning the legality of the MnDOT spending request. DFL Senator Steve Murphy of Red Wing says he's troubled that the governor wants authority to spend federal money that Congress has not yet appropriated.
So we just want to slow down a little bit, ask the governor to quit calling names. That's conduct unbecoming of a governor. Just tell us what it is he wants. Put it on paper. Let us see what it is. We'll kick it around. We'll do the right thing in the end. If it warrants being $195 million of authorization, we'll give it to them. If it doesn't, we're not.
Murphy and other members of a special legislative panel plan to meet Monday to discuss the spending request with MnDOT officials. It's not clear if lawmakers will take a vote at that meeting. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Republican Senator Norm Coleman is publicly criticizing Democrat Al Franken for the first time. Coleman took out an ad in yesterday's Star Tribune calling on Franken to speak out against the group MoveOn.org. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Schick reports.
Coleman's full-page ad features a photo of Franken pointing underneath the word ridiculous. The ad says Franken used the word when asked about a Senate vote that condemned MoveOn.org's ad criticizing Army General David Petraeus, the leading military commander in Iraq. Coleman's ad says what's really ridiculous is that Franken raised money for MoveOn.org. That organization ran an ad with the headline, General Petraeus or General Betrayus, cooking the books for the White House on the same day that Petraeus gave his progress report to Congress. The Senate voted last week 72-25 to condemn the MoveOn.org ad. Coleman said he's running his ad so the public knows where Franken stands.
You got to choose whether you're going to stand with the, as I said, bipartisan coalitions or simply be beholden to MoveOn.org. And he's made a choice, and I thought it was important to, for the rest of Minnesota to understand that that's the choice he's made.
Coleman's ad appears to be a national strategy by Republicans attempting to link the liberal group MoveOn.org with Democrats in control of Congress. The National Republican Senatorial Committee also sent out an email highlighting that MoveOn raised $2.6 million on behalf of Democrats running for the Senate in 2006. During a conference call with reporters last week, Coleman called on Franken and another DFLer in the race, Mike Cerisi, to denounce the MoveOn.org ad. Coleman's ad in the Star Tribune doesn't mention Cerisi. When asked if he considers Franken his likely opponent, Coleman said this.
The other side will figure out in the end who their candidate is. He clearly has raised the most money, and he's clearly out there with the the Hollywood dollars and national money.
Franken has raised a total of $3.2 million for his campaign, compared to Coleman's $3.9 million. Coleman's criticism comes just 2 months after Franken ran a full-page ad linking Coleman to President Bush's Iraq policy. Franken's ad featured Coleman and President Bush standing arm in arm. At an event at a Minneapolis hotel, Franken said the Senate should focus on getting American troops out of Iraq responsibly. He said Coleman was trying to change the subject by running the ad.
Coleman won't vote to get our troops out. Coleman doesn't know what he wants to do. He's a windsock, and he sees that people want the troops out, but he can't get himself to vote that way. And so this is done to change the subject.
Franken stood by his criticism of the Senate vote to condemn the MoveOn ad, calling it a distraction. He also said it was ridiculous for Coleman to take out a full-page ad on the issue. After the event, Franken refused to denounce the General Betrayus ad.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to play that game.
A spokesman for Franken says Franken has done some organizing events for MoveOn.org. For his part, Coleman said there will be plenty of debate on Iraq in the coming months and insists the ad is not an effort to change the subject. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday. Thanks for listening in. I do appreciate it. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.